Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris again on the 5th of May 2012, and this is a response to McColgan's question on talking about after-purchase expenses for devices. And Mac's talking in his boo about his iPhone and the extra expenses of buying screen protector and phone protector, better earphones, extended batteries, all sorts of things, and talking about the cost of these. And do we need them? Well, yes, we do, really. Unfortunately, iPhone and Galaxy, Samsung, and all these other companies who are marketing phones are marketing them for style as well as substance. So we have the slim, sleek, gorgeous 4S and Galaxy S3, etc. But of course, to use them in the real world, we need to protect them. We need to get to protect that Super AMOLED display, to protect the screens from the slightest of scratches. We have to put a screen protector on. Good ones cost over £10. But what happens if we drop our phone, put it in our pocket and scratch it? So we buy a ruggedized case for it, something that if we drop, it's going to protect our phone. Manufacturers aren't interested in this, of course. They just want to sell an idea, sell something sleek and sexy. Apple have always been not guilty of this, but this is their marketing strategy. And other phone companies and manufacturers, I should say, are catching on. And I'm as guilty as that as anyone. But only guilty in so much as the phone that I want happens to be thin, sleek and sexy. I could get a Motorola DeFi and a JCB version. Solid, rugged, you could drop it and bounce it down a hill and it'll still work. I could do that with my phone with the right case, and I have to purchase that. The downside of all mobile phones, of course, as Matt rightly says, is the battery power. And if you're going to use it for anything other than home, car or office, you will need an extra battery of some sort, especially if you're going to be away from a power source for more than a few hours. Matt was talking about my own particular choice of the PowerMonkey Extreme. This is £120, a lot of money. But the PowerMonkey Extreme isn't just a battery, it's also a solar battery charger. So for somebody like myself who goes camping for nights at a time and wanders the hills for days at a time with no power source nearby, and I want my phone with me to take photographs, record audio, videos, texts, tweets, and now and again phone somebody up with, I need power. And I bought the PowerMonkey Extreme because A, it's very, very good. It's a 9000 mAh battery. It'll charge my phone 4 times straight from a full charge of the battery pack. It comes with a solar panel to recharge it as I walk, so it's never empty. I can actually directly connect the solar panel to my phone too, so I can be walking all day and at the end of the day my phone's still fully charged even though I've used it all day. And it's ruggedized. I can drop it down a hill and it won't break. You can buy similar equivalent batteries for the power, rechargeable batteries, or should I say battery packs to charge your phone with, for as little as £25, £40. But it's like your smartphone. You drop it, it'll break. So I pay for quality, and I pay for also what I need. I need that power for me. I'm an internet user, I'm a mobile phone user, and I don't have a computer. So I need that extra. And I don't worry about the cost. I would rather pay for something that is quality, even though it doesn't come with a handset. But I can't expect a phone manufacturer to bung in extra batteries. Unfortunately for the iPhone 4S, as we all know, it's a non-removable battery. So you're stuck with buying extra plugins. At least with my Galaxy, for example, I can buy spare batteries, pop the case off, put another battery in and continue. And I do that too. I have half a dozen spare batteries. They're very light, fully charged, I can take half a dozen batteries away with me and last 2 or 3 days. Take those aboard with my PowerMonkey Extreme, I can go away for weeks. And I like that because that's what I use it for. I need the rug. I need a case for my phone in case I drop it, and I've dropped it many times. And as Mac testifies, it's money well spent. These extras aren't surplus, they're not frivolities. These are requirements for the way I use my phone and the way Mac uses his phone. What is interesting question is, has anybody bought a phone and not bought anything else after the purchase of the phone? Well, I know somebody who has a 4S, and the only extra thing they purchased was a little silk case, because they like to have their 4S in all its glory. But of course they spend so much time looking after it, polishing it, cleaning it, fretting about it, that I wonder if it's really a joy to have anymore. Excuse me. My phone is a working tool, and I wish more manufacturers would realise that with people. Instead of going for the thinnest, sleekest, sexiest phone, go for the practical. A phone twice as thick could take a twice as powerful battery, for example, that would last a day instead of half a day on normal use. And when I say normal use today, normal use isn't making the odd few phone calls and sending the odd text. It's internet access, it's tweeting, it's taking photographs. Then we go beyond that and take videos, etc., and record audio. We download audio podcasts and listen to them, or take battery power. We use GPX positioning systems on our phones, Google Maps or whatever. They take an awful lot of battery power, constantly seeking satellites and roaming for networks. The technology is fantastic. The battery technology is yet to catch up, although it's on its way. Extras for your phone? Do you need them? You decide. Thanks, Matt. Great post.